Mermaid Wife, a tale from Scotland. This story comes with a rating of Alice in Wonderland. A story is told of an inhabitant of Unst who, in walking on the sandy margin of Vaux, saw a number of mermen and mermaids dancing by moonlight, and several skins strewn beside them on the ground. At his approach, they immediately fled to secure their garb, and taking it upon themselves the form of seals, plunged immediately into the sea. But as the Shetlander perceived that one of the skin lay close to his feet, he snatched it up and bore it swiftly away and placed it in concealment. On returning to the shore, he met the fairest damsel that was ever gazed upon by mortal eyes. Lamenting the robbery by which she had become an exile from her submarine friends and a tenant of the upper world, she vainly implored the restitution of her property. The man had drunk deeply of love and was exonerable, but he offered her protection beneath his roof as his wife. The Mer-Lady, perceiving that she must become an inhabitant of the earth, found that she could not do better than accept his offer. The strange attachment subsisted for many years, and the couple had several children. The Shetlander's love for his Mer-Wife was unbounded, but his affection was coldly returned. The lady would often steal alone to the desert strand, and on the signal being given, a large seal would make his appearance, with whom she would hold in an unknown tongue of anxious conference. Years glided away, and it happened that one day one of the children, in the course of his play, found concealed beneath a stack of corn a sealskin, and delighted with his prize, he ran with it to his mother. Her eyes glistened with rapture. She gazed upon it as her own, as the means by which she could pass through the ocean that led to her native home. She burst forth into an ecstasy of joy, which was only moderated when she beheld her children, whom she now was about to leave. After hastily embracing them, she fled with all speed towards the seaside. The husband, immediately returning, learned of the discovery that had taken place, ran to overtake his wife, but only arrived in time to see her transform back into a seal. She bound from the ledge of a rock into the sea. The animal of the same kind, with whom she held a secret converse, soon appeared, and evidently congratulated her in the most tender manner on her escape. But before she dived into unknown depths, she cast a parting glance at the wretched Shetlander, whose despairing looks excited in her breast a few transient feelings of commiseration. "Farewell," she said to him, "and all may go good with you. I loved you very well when I resided upon earth, but I always loved my first husband much better."